How you doing? I'm a little daunted after that last talk, especially since I have no termite fight song, but I will continue. Numerous studies have shown that termite tunnels are able to orient away from an introduction site in such a way that they are not clumped. So there's a non-random distribution of the tunneling pattern away from an introduction site. This was taken a little further by Campora and Grace, who showed that not only is there an initial radiation away from an introduction site that's not clumped, but once they encountered in a sand-filled arena either an empty space or a wood-filled space, they radiated again from that space. Taking his finding that when entering, encountering a chamber with wood, a wood source or open space, tunnels radiate from the site, I coupled this with a finding of mine that tunnels are actively oriented as they radiate away from the release chamber through idiothetic path integration. Now let me explain to you how I came up with that a little bit. That's impressed now. Path integration is navigation through the continuous processing of signals generated by locomotion. Basic concept is that no matter how an organism wanders or meanders, they're able to integrate a path directly back to a home site. What I did is I started with an introduction chamber and I let these termites move along an initial vector V, but I forced them to have a turn in their path. And there were a number of iterations of different turns, but the basic study was that they went through this turn in their path and they had a choice to either follow A, which would approximate their initial outbound vector, C, which would be no correction. This would be if they weren't actively orienting their path. But what they actually did was B, which is follow a vector directly away from their starting point. If you look at the classic examples of path integration, this is, for instance, an ant. Again, no matter how they meander, they're able to create this path back to the nest. And this is known as a global homing vector. So we labeled our vector, which is the exact opposite of this, a global way vector. Now, if tunnels are to radiate from a chamber or wood source, rather than passing straight through it, they have to change their vector heading. It's pretty obvious. But are termites resetting their home location and radiating away from this new site? So are they updating and resetting their path integrator? We came up with a number of treatments. Treatment one was simply one chamber and a turn, exactly the same as in our previous study. Treatment two was one chamber that connected directly to the arena, so no turns at all. And treatment three were two chambers that were connected in such a way that the termites had to go through one open space before they entered the arena. Treatment one and treatment two are essentially controls. Treatment one should show no resetting. Treatment two would be their heading if they reset it. And of course, treatment three. The experimental arena is pretty straightforward for if people who've seen these arenas before. It's a sand-filled arena sandwiched between plexiglass plates. Into the open chamber, the introduction chamber, we loaded 80 Coptotermes formicanus termites, a third instar or greater, and 10% of those were soldiers, small wood source. And when the termites exited the introduction chamber, they were forced to travel through sections of Tigon tubing that formed a right angle. So the initial outbound path was 5 centimeters, and then a 2 centimeter path after the turn. And importantly, there's a little 1 centimeter area of tunnel that was excavated in the sand of the arena. If you don't do that, they tend to branch when they first get into the arena. The experimental setup for the two-chambered treatment is very similar. Two chambers joined by Tigon tubing. They were joined in such a way that the actual geometry of the path they walked was the same between this and when the path was a continuous single section of tunnel of tubing. In order to record the data, we allowed them to excavate in the tunnel freely for until they hit the edge of the arena. And then over the top, we laid a compass and we took the intercept of an arc from positive 60 to minus 60. We did this we overlaid the arc at 3.5 centimeters from that initial 1 centimeter tunnel we gave them. Now, the intercept is pretty obvious. You can see here, it's recorded at that point. The zero point corresponds to the point at which they had just followed that original 1 centimeter arc and continued across the arena. The results group nicely, but interestingly, the results for treatment three did not match either of the expected controls. If we look at them, we'll see that they were, the means were significantly different than both the one chamber with turn and the one chamber with no turn. So termites are resetting their path integrator away from the second chamber, but there's a distinct bias in the heading of the tunnels away from the second chamber in the direction of their initial vector. Why are the tunnels radiating from the second chamber biased towards the direction of the original vector? Well, there's two possibilities that I can come up with. One is that the new vector acquired by the termites may be influenced by a remnants of their previous orientation vector. So the old stored vector for home is now influencing the new vector. I don't think that's occurring. I think what's occurring is that we have to remember that this is a group behavior, construction of tunnels. And that not all tunnels, termites are updating their vector, and the tunnel heading reflects the addition of the tunneling labor of two cadres of termites with different vector headings. If we look at this closer, we'll see that the heading of this tunnel at any point is really the addition of the resetters and the non-resetters, and we get a tunnel heading that results from an addition of excavation of resetters and the non-resetters away from the orientation chamber. Now, what is the cue to reset the path integrator? Well, the termites may be reacting to cues from open space, some cue we're not aware of that is airflow or something within this open chamber, or in the case of wood, it could be the wood itself. But they also could just be responding to the disruption of the path of the termite tunnelers when they enter the space. So the fact that they get off of a path and now have a freedom of movement may cause the resetting. In order to look at this, we had to provide them with a path through the open space. And we tried a number of things, some of them actually somewhat comical, like moats. But the one thing we came up with is that chambers from the other treatment three, which had already been used, probably contained some marking of the path through the open chamber from the initial termites. So if we run another study after we've used those chambers, they may already have a path through space. The data for this, again, interestingly clumped, although you'll notice for four, we have a bimodal distribution. So again, it doesn't match any of them again. We look at it here, we'll see, again, there's statistically significant from all the other treatments. But the bimodal distribution is important, because if we then break down that bimodal distribution, we can see now that the majority of them actually do match treatment one and are in fact resetting. And it's cut off, but there's we did some statistics on this. That major clump does match treatment one. The smaller clump we didn't test, but you can see it is within the range of the resetters there. So C-formers and tunnelers are resetting their path integrators as they radiate away from an open chamber. They do not reset the path integrator in response to the open space directly, or would if we look at the Kempor and Grace paper, but as a result of the disruption of their path. Now, the reason this is very interesting to me is not so much for what we've shown here, how we can explain their resetting, but I'm trying to understand the mechanics of tunneling, and the one thing that has vexed me so far is what is occurring at branch nodes. So if we look at what happens at a branch node, you have an original vector heading, and then if they maintain that vector heading, they should be on a path like this. What we see is not that. We see a bifurcation or a branching event, and when that occurs, they have to be somehow updating their vector heading and resetting the path integrator. Something about this branch node is acting like that open space. And I'm not 100% sure yet exactly what that is, but it's something we're looking into. Thank you very much.
There's time for questions.
Does prophylaxis have any behavioral response for the tunneling aspects, the changes in the tunneling aspects?
Prophylaxis. I don't know what that would do in terms of the tunneling. Maybe can you make it a little clearer on what you mean by how it would affect the tunnel?
At the branching,
do they engage?
Right. Use.
Yeah. Maybe not quite to that extent, but one thing that we're looking at is encounter rate at the branch node. So simply just bumping into other termites may be a signal. It's something I said that sort of vexed us because we modeled most of the system now, but how a termite at the termite's level knows it's at a branch as opposed to just a turn in the tunnel is not so straightforward. Because they could walk exactly the same path through a turn as they would through a branch. And somehow they know they're at a branch when they're at a branch.
So do your termites stay mostly on the floor? Because if they turn around and walk on the ceiling and left becomes right and right becomes left.
Yeah, they tend to spiral. But usually, well, obviously in this situation they couldn't because they had to walk through. They were in an open space, so they couldn't do that. But yeah, when they walk through tunnels, they'll spiral to some extent up and down. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I noticed on the test with two containers, you measured the degree from the second container. Would it be 60 degrees if you measured it from the first container?
No. The degree measure was simply zero would have been them going directly from one end of the arena across the other side of the arena.
Right.
So it's independent of what happened before that.